定是你们的日子在所要承受的地上可以长久。
阿门。那今天我们就来查考这个第五章哦。
So today our chapter of study is chapter 5.
那生命记我们如果每个礼拜查考，你会发觉到里面所讲的都是神给百姓很多的吩咐。
So every week when we study the book of Deuteronomy, we will understand that we're constantly being taught the commands that God has given to his people.
尤其是从生命记的第四章开始。
So especially from chapter 4 onwards.
神就开始把他的律例典章他的诫命来吩咐摩西，然后叫摩西来告诉百姓。
So God gave to Moses his laws, his ordinances, his statutes to give to the people.
所以我们会发觉到里面所讲的其实都是给百姓一个非常一个清楚的一个提醒。
So all of what is recorded is clear teachings that Moses is to remind the people of.
要他们懂得怎么样来好好遵行神的话。
So that they can understand how to best keep the word of God.
这是神也是给当时的要进入迦南地的百姓的一个承诺。
So this was also a reminder and a teaching to the people who are just about to enter the kingdom of Canaan.
要让他们知道说他们已经将快结束这个四十年旷野走的路。
So they're about to finish the 40 years in the wilderness.
那神希望他们能够真的要很认真的来守神的诫命。
And God wanted his people to truly keep to his word.
要把神的话记在心里头。
And to keep the word of God in their hearts.
要他们知道说除了真神以外再没有别的神。
And other than the true God, there is no other gods before him.
所以这是神要百姓知道的事情。
So these are the teachings which God wanted his people to
know. 如果我们看是第四章的39节。
So if we look at chapter 4, verse 39.
神借着摩西的口这样告诉百姓。
And through the mouth of Moses, God told his people.
要他们要知道，也要记在心上天上地下唯有主他是神，除他以外再没有别的神。
That the know this day that consider in your heart that the Lord Himself is the God in heaven above and on earth beneath and there is no other.
第四十节。
Verse 40.
我今日将他的律例诫命晓谕你，你要去遵守，使你和你的子孙可以得福，并使你的日子在主你神所赐的地上得以长久。
And that you shall therefore keep his statutes and his commands. And I command you today that you may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord your God is giving to you for all time.
这个地神已经把它赐给他们了。
So the land has already been promised to them.
神所要的就是要他们好好的来敬拜敬畏神，来敬拜神。
And so what is it that the Lord requires of them is that they should keep to the commands of God.
神要他们来遵守这个诫命。
That they should keep these commandments.
神给他们的应许就是如果你们能够遵守，那不单只是你们，还有你们的子孙都可以得到福气。
And the promise that was given to them was not only for them, but also to their descendants and their children, that if they keep the commands, then they too shall be blessed.
我们会发觉到当我们再继续查考这个生命记后面的你发觉到神一次重复再重复这样提醒当时的百姓。
So if we read further into the book of Deuteronomy, we can see that this is constantly a reminder.
这第五章我们可以简单来分为三大段。
So in chapter 5, we can split it into three main portions.
第一段我们可以先看第一节到第六节。
So the first section is verse 1 to verse 6.
这是神要摩西将以色列百姓众人都召过来。
So this is the calling of God to Moses and the people.
对他们讲说，我今天有要叫他们来晓谕律例典章要他们听，要他们学习，来遵守遵行。
They're calling them together so that they can learn and be careful to observe the teachings of God.
所以圣经里头有很多的教训，我们可以来去学习。
So there are many teachings in the Bible which we can all learn.
我们也可以去从我们去听来学习神的话。
And from listening to the word of God, we can come to understand and learn it.
只要我们能够听我们有学习的这种态度，那我们就能够来遵守，来遵行神的话。
And so if we hear it and we are also willing to study it and understand it, then we too can come to understand the word of God.
所以这是我们每一个人应该在学习主道理上的一个应该有的态度。
And so this is an attitude we all ought to have in studying the word of God.
所以我们也要把握更多的机会来学习神的话。
So we must take hold of every opportunity to learn the word of God.
因为这是很难得的机会。
Because this is a rare opportunity.
所以为什么很多时候教会又会安排很多的聚会，很多的崇拜都是希望我们能够来听神的话，来学习神的话。
So why is it that the church puts together so many sessions of Bible studies or of different church sessions? It is so that we are given the opportunity to learn the word of God.
就好像上个礼拜周一到周四的成人神训班这样。
So like on Monday to Thursday last week, there was the adults RE, theological.
ATTC.
ATTC.
差不多有80个80个人参加。
So there are about 80 who attended.
而且有两位传道在那里来上给大家上课。
And there were two preachers who were there to lead the lesson for us.
非常好的一个机会，能够让我们来学习、来听、来学习。
So it was a very good opportunity for us to gather together so that we can learn.
如果我们不去参加，我们就很多的道理上我们就不明白。
So if we do not go and attend, there may be many teachings that we do not understand.
就像传道讲的撒加利亚书。
So the preacher spoke on the book of Zechariah.
如果你平时这样读，你就可能读过去就没有什么可以记得起来的。
So if we read it ourselves, we may not gain as much and attain as much from it.
如果从这个神训班的成人神训班，你发觉到原来撒加利亚书里面讲的有8个意象。
So, but if you went to attend ATTC, then you would have learned that in Zechariah there are 8 visions.
有4个信息。
There are 4 messages.
有2个末世。
And there are 2 prophecies.
所以这些都是可以让我们在每一个圣经里头、每一卷书里头可以学习的地方。
So from the Bible and from each book in the Bible, we can learn these different teachings.
所以我希望弟兄姐妹能够借着有时间的时候，我们应该多多参与这种的培训，去多听主的话。
So I encourage you that if you have the time, that you should make time to attend these sessions.
第二节到第五节。
Verse 2 to verse 5.
这里是神告诉他的百姓。
So this is God telling his people.
他说我在何烈山跟你们来立了这个约。
That how I made a covenant with you on Mount Horeb.
这就是西乃山之约。
So this is the covenant of Sinai.
所以这是神跟当时出埃及百姓所立的一个约。
So this is one of the covenants which God made with his people when they left Egypt.
所以神在这里也提醒他们。
So here God also reminded them.
这个约呢不是他跟以色列人列祖所立的。
So this was not a covenant that was made to the ancestors of Israel.
第三节神说我今日在这里是存活的人所立的约。
But in verse 3 it says that the Lord did not but the Lord made the covenant with us.
所以神说我在山上从火中面对面跟你们来讲话。
And how I talked with you face to face on the mountain.
虽然
in the midst of the fire.
虽然当时百姓听到神在讲话，他们非常的惧怕。
And so even though the people at the time when they heard the Lord speak, they were very fearful.
他们没有上山。
They did not go up the mountain.
但是都是借着摩西的口向他们来传达。
But through the mouth of Moses, the message was passed on to them.
是要百姓能够来听、来学习，然后遵守、来遵行。
So the people could hear it, they could understand it and listen, and they would keep it.
所以第六节我们发觉到神再次提醒他们。
So from verse 6 onwards, we can see that God here again reminds them.
我是主你的神曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
That I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
所以神希望他们能够成为他们永远的神。
That God hopes that he can be the eternal God.
不单只是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
That he is not only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这个神是永永远远成为我们家里的神。
But he is an eternal God who will be the God of our families forever.
所以从第七节一直到21节就谈到这个十诫了。
So from verse 7 to verse 21, it records the Ten Commandments.
如果大家现在不要看圣经、不看赞美诗，你能够把十诫都讲出来吗？背出来吗？
So if right now, if we were to cover our Bibles and not to look at the passage, are we able to recite the Ten Commandments?
我记得小时候上宗教教育，老师都会要我们去背十诫。
So when we're younger, the RE teachers often asked us to memorize Ten Commandments.
所以每一条每一节一节的去读去背。
So each commandment, we would memorize it.
啊，还有主祷文。
And also the Lord's Prayer.
啊，所以十诫是非常重要。
So the Ten Commandments is very important.
啊，今天也是不能不不没有改变的。
And the Ten Commandments is unchanging today, even until today.
啊，第一诫是什么？
So what is the first commandment?
啊，第七诫。
Verse 7.
啊，除了我以外，不可以有别的神。
That you shall have no other gods before me.
啊，这是啊，神向他的百姓啊，也告诉我们今天所应该有的认知。
So this is an understanding that we ought to have today and also back then.
啊，或者说我们说我心里真的是有神呐。
So we may say to ourselves that in our hearts there is truly a God.
但是神在我们心里面所占的比率是多少呢？
But the question is, what proportion of our heart does God take up in our hearts?
圣经教导我们说，拜神是用心灵诚实来拜他。
So in the Bible, it teaches us that we must worship in spirit and in truth.
所以我们来到教会来守安息日来聚会的时候我们必须要想到说我是不是心灵诚实来到这里来敬拜神呢？
So when we come to the church today, do we come to and worship in spirit and in truth?
这里摩西告诉百姓神说除了我以外不可以有别的神。
That here Moses said, Moses told the people that God's command is that you shall have no other gods before me.
主耶稣在世上传福音说不能侍奉两个主。
And when Jesus was ministering in the world, he also taught the people that you cannot have two gods. Two masters.
一个是马门一个是神。
And one is mammon and one is God, it's Jesus.
所以这里是值得我们来去思考的。
And so this is worth our pondering.
然后第八节说不可为自己挑个偶像不可做什么形象仿佛上天地下地底下水中的百物。
In verse 8, you shall not make for yourselves a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or in the earth beneath.
也不可去跪拜那些像也不可侍奉他因为我主你的神是祭邪的神。恨我的我必追讨他的罪自负己子直到三世代爱我守我诫命的我必向他们发慈爱直到千代
Or that in the water under the earth verse 9 you shall not bow down to them nor serve them for I the Lord your God am a jealous God visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me verse 10 but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commands.
所以这也是一个给我们非常好的提醒我们心中没有其他的东西可以来代替神。
So this is again a good reminder for us that in our hearts there must not be anything that can replace God.
这里说不可做什么形象仿佛上天下地地底水中的白物。
That any likeness in the heaven above or in the earth beneath or in the water under the earth.
Yeah, 所以这里如果你心里头有为自己来雕刻偶像的话
So if for yourself you have carved or you have made a carved image
就是说你看一些的事情对人对事物比神看得更重要
So that is to say that if you place more importance on a person or a thing above God
或者我们觉得很多的事情我都能够去做但是神的事情是是最后我才有时间才去做
Or that we place importance on the thing, other things first and prioritize them above the things of God.
这也是一种这里所讲的为自己雕刻偶像。
That this too is a form of carving an image for yourself.
第九节说不可以去跪拜那些像。
And verse 9 tells us not to bow down to them.
这里是提醒我们神是祭邪的神。
And it reminds us here that God is a jealous God.
所以他不喜欢人去拜偶像。
That he does not is not pleased when others go and worship
so 神在这里说爱我守我诫命的我向他发慈爱直到千代
that is why here it says that showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commands
所以这是神希望他的子民他的儿女要来懂得来守神的诫命
So this is what he hopes that the generations to come will keep the commandments of God.
第十一节再过来就是不可妄称神的名。
So number 11, the next is that you shall not take for the name of the Lord in vain.
这里说神必不以他为无罪。
That the Lord will not hold him guiltless.
所以今天在言语话讲话里头我们要很谨慎。
That today in our speech we must be very careful.
所以不像不信神不认识神的外邦人他们随意来发誓。
So for those who are not in church or for those outside, they will often swear.
所以他们会常常不高兴的时候就会用神的名来讲。
and that they will swear using the name of the Lord.
啊，或者说，我啊 ，my God， 或者是其他的啊，这种的妄称哦。
Or they will take the name of the Lord in vain, saying things like my God.
啊，所以这个是我们啊每一个人要知道的，不可以啊啊啊这样来妄称神的名。
So these are things that we all ought to know, and we cannot misuse the name of the Lord.
啊，因为这里说啊，神必不以他为无罪。
Because here it records that the Lord will not hold him guiltless.
所以在我们言语上，我们必须要非常的谨慎。
So in our speech, let us be very careful.
啊，我们要求神，让我们能够啊，所讲的一切都能够来荣耀神。
And that in all that we say, that we may give glory to God.
所以雅各说，我们讲话要很小心啊。
So in the book of James, it tells us that we must be very careful in our speech.
我们可以看一下雅各书。
Now let's look at the book of James.
Ah, 雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3.
Ah, 雅各书第三章的第二节。
Verse 2.
Ah, 原来我们在许多事上都有过失。啊，若有人在言语上没有过失，啊，他就是个完全人。
Verse 2, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body.
第九节
Verse 9,
我们用石头颂赞那个为主为父，又用石头咒诅那造神形象被造的人。颂赞和咒诅从一个口里头出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。
Verse 9 and 10, with it we bless our God the Father, and with it we curse men.Who have been made in the similitude of God. Verse 10, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so.
所以这里是雅各长老给我们一个提醒啊。
So here Elder James gives us a reminder.
所以作为一个基督徒，我们要祷告，要灵修，求神让我们言语上真的要来学习，没有过失。
That in, as a Christian, we must cultivate ourselves so that in our speech, we must not be at fault.
我们回来看这个第五章，《申命记》第五章。
Let's refer back to Deuteronomy chapter 5.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
这里吩咐我们要守安息日为圣日。
So here it says to observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
十三节。
Verse
13. 六日要劳碌做你一切的工。
Six days you shall labor and do your work.
第十四节，七天是主你神当守的安息日。
In verse 14, and the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God.
这里说到啊，你跟你的女儿仆婢牛驴牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，啊，无论何工都不可做，啊，你的仆婢可以和你一样安息。
So here it says, even your sons and daughters, your female servants, your male servants, the ox, the donkey, the cattle, the stranger within you, you shall not, none of you should work.
你要纪念你在埃及地做过奴仆神用大能的手和伸出来的膀臂将你从那里领出来因此主你的神吩咐你守安息日。
And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt and that the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand, by an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day.
所以现在因为这个兵役的传这个兵役的常开所以呢有甚至在中国大陆聚会都不可以来、
so、
都不可以有聚会
of the spread of the virus then many places in China they're unable to gather together for services
所以变成现在国内的教会是处在一个非常不好的情况
so therefore the churches in China now are in a dire state
没有一个人可以到教会去聚会
the people cannot go to church to attend services
本来已经受到很多的限制了
So previously there were already many restrictions.
但是现在可以说教会会堂在那里，但是没有人可以去。
But now there is the church building there, but no one is attending.
因为这个病疫的事情，大家都不可以去守安息日有崇拜的事情。
And so that because of this virus, then they cannot go and have Sabbath services there.
再加上现在在国内呢，中国呢是18岁以下的。青年不可以去教会。
So now also those under 18 are unable to attend services.
所以在国内是没有宗教教育在教会里头了。
So now there is no RE classes in China.
所以在教会里头也没有所谓每年的学生年会。
And there's also no spiritual convocations in China.
所以这些事情我们让我们想着说这是一些非常不好的事情。
So these are also very terrible things that are happening.
啊，会影响啊每一个人的信仰。
That this will affect the faith of the people.
啊，所以这是值得我们来去啊啊思考的。
There's something for us to ponder about.
所以这里神说要啊啊要来守安息日。
So here God reminds us that we must keep the Sabbath day.
这个安息日是每一个人必须要来守的。
That everyone ought to keep the Sabbath day.
我们不能够来去啊干犯安息日。
And that we must not break the Sabbath.
好，我们来看这个雅各书。
Let's refer back to James.
啊，第二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
雅各书第二章第十节。
James chapter 2 verse 10.
啊，因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重条。
Verse 10. For whoever shall keep the whole law yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all.
啊，所以啊，我们知道说啊，我们十诫里头啊，每一诫我们都要守得好。
So we know that every single commandment in the Ten Commandments, we ought to keep it well.
不能够啊，说我守其他的啊，安息了这个我稍微。不守，我可以在这礼拜六这天呢，我去上班，我去打工。
So, we cannot say that we keep all the other commandments, but this, the fourth commandment, the commandment of the Sabbath, we do not keep it, but I rather work and work on the Sabbath.
我们真的要来看重这一天。
So we must place importance on this day.
因为这是神所吩咐的那一天呢，一切你跟你女儿、仆婢、牛驴、牲畜，一切聚居的客旅都不可以做工。
Because here it reminds us that not only you, but you and your son and your daughters, your male servant, your female servant, your ox, donkey, cattle, etc., they all must keep it.
啊，十六节。
Verse 16.
这里说神啊，当照主你神所吩咐的孝敬父母，啊，使你得福，并使你的日子，啊，在主你神所赐的地上得以长久。
Verse 16, honor your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving to you.
所以孝敬父母是每一个基督徒所应该有的认识，也是神的诫命。
So honoring your father and mother is a commandment that every Christian should understand, and it is one that we must keep.
尤其在伦敦，我们有很多从其他国家来这里留学的弟兄姐妹。
So especially in London, there are many travelers or foreigners who have come to.London.
所以我们不要说我们来到这里父母不在我们身边，那我就什么都可以不理了。
So let us not say that because we are far away from our parents that we cannot that we do not need to take heed of them.
所以我们必须要常常给父母打电话。
So we must often call our parents.
跟他们说话。
That's to talk to them.
跟他们来报平安。
To tell them that you're well.
所以这些都是我们做儿女所应该要的。
So this is all the duty of a child.
不要到来了这里一年都还没有给父母打电话。
Let us not say that we have moved here for a year and we have not called our parents once.
至少一两天就要打一次。
So every couple of days we should call our parents.
让他们知道你在这里很好。
So that you can tell your parents that you are doing well here.
知道你让你知道父母在家里他们就常常在挂念着我们。
Because the parents often think of us when they're at home.
那我们也要去关心他们。
And that we must also care for them.
所以在以弗所书的第六章第一节里头告诉我们。
And in Ephesians 6 verse 1 it tells us.
我们看以弗所书第六章第一节。
Ephesians 6 verse 1.
这里说你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
So children obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
第二节第三节。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth.
所以这里告诉我们是这条诫命是有应许的。
So here it tells us that this commandment comes with a promise.
孝敬父母能够使我们得福气。
So that if we honor our father and mother, then we will gain blessings.
在世长寿。
That we will live a long life.
所以这是我们每一个人所应该要有的认识，要知道的。
So this is an understanding that we must all know.
我们回来看这个第五章。
Chapter 5.
我们看十七节。
Verse 17.
不可杀人。
Shall not murder.
我们会说我哪里有杀人。
That we may say, how have we murdered?
或者说这条诫命应该不 不是我要去啊，怎么说？我去守或者注重的地方。
We may say to us, this is a commandment that would be easy for us to keep, and so why should we pay attention to it?
啊，因为我都没有去杀人嘛。
Because obviously I have not murdered anyone.
啊，那我们可以来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
啊，我们看22节
Verse 22
啊，只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判，凡骂弟兄是拉加的难免公会的判审断，凡骂弟兄是摩利的难免地狱的火。
Verse 22, but I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whoever says to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council, but whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire.
啊，这里，这里，23节。
Verse 23.
所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄，向你怀怨，24节就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后再来献礼物。
Verse 23 and 24, therefore if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled with your brother and then come and offer your gift.
我们该读21节。
Verse 21.
听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
Verse 21, and you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment.
所以我们不能对弟兄姐妹有仇恨。
So we must not hate our brothers and sisters.
我们要用爱来去爱护他们。
That we must treat them with love.
所以主耶稣在马太福音的第五章43节那里头说到的要教导我们懂得去爱我们的仇敌。
So in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, here Jesus reminded his disciples that we must love our neighbor and hate.
为那逼迫我们的祷告。
And to pray for those who persecute you.
所以虽然我们表面上没有用拿起刀来把一个人来杀死。
So even though we may not take up a knife and physically kill someone.
心里存着这种怀恨跟杀人是没有分别的。
But if in our hearts we hate others, then there is no difference.
所以主耶稣教导他的门徒说要饶恕一个人70个7次。
So that is why Jesus reminded his disciples and taught them that you must forgive one 70 times 7 times.
我想这是也是主耶稣给我们的一个非常好的一个提醒，要我们每一个信主的人都要必须去做的。
So this is a good reminder for all of us that we must keep it.
也是我们追求完全所要去达到的一个目标。
And so this is also a goalpost for us if we are seeking perfection.
18节。
Verse 18.
生命记五章十八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 18.
不可奸淫哦。
That you shall not commit adultery.
尤其今天社会非常的淫乱。
So today in our society it's very immoral.
所以在我们婚姻上我们真的要非常的圣洁。
So in our marriages we must be very pure.
尤其我们在教会的弟兄姐妹。
Especially our brothers and sisters in church.
我们在这方面我们真的要非常非常的警醒。
That we must be very alert.
不要真的走错做错了。
That we, let us not go down the wrong path.
所以圣经这样告诉我们。
Therefore the Bible here tells us.
我们看希伯来书。
Hebrews.
13章
Chapter
13. 13章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4.
他说，这里说，婚姻人人都当尊重，从不可污秽，因为苟合心意的人，神必要来审判。
Marriage should be honorable among all, and the bed undefiled for fornicators and adulterers, God will judge.
所以英文他说苟合的人苟合就是 fornicator, 神一定会来审判。
But here it also records that God will judge the fornicators.
如果我们看哥林多前书的第六章的话。
So if we refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哪一些人不能承受神的国呢？
Now who are those who cannot inherit the kingdom of God?
第六章的第九节到第十节。
So, First Corinthians 6, verse 9 to 10.
这里说到岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像、 啊、奸淫做乱童、啊、青蓝色偷窃、啊、贪婪醉酒怒骂勒索都不能承受神的果。
Verse 9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the fornicators, nor the adulterers, the idolaters, nor the homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
这里第九节、中文圣经说是淫乱的。
So in the Chinese...
Fornicator.
The fornicators.
但是它翻译是淫乱，其实就是苟合。
But here it talks about the fornicators.
所以这些都是神看为是一些不义的事情，所以是非常严重的罪。
So these are all unrighteous in the sight of God and a very serious sin.
所以婚姻啊，人人都应当尊重。
That marriage should be honored by all.
所以不可犯奸淫。
Therefore you shall not commit adultery.
所以马太福音主耶稣也讲了一件事情啊。
And in Matthew, Jesus also reminds us.
我们看第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
五章二十七、二十八节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 27, 28.
你们听见有话说不可奸淫，二十八节。
Verse 28.
只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女。就动淫念的这人心里已经给他犯了犯奸淫了。
Verse 27 and 28, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
所以资讯非常的发达。
So now technology and information is very advanced.
所以要看什么都可以看得到。
You can see anything that you want.
甚至比以前更加的开放，可以是这样说。
So it is also more open now than in the past.
所以我们在我们的眼目我们眼睛要非常的谨慎。
Therefore, our eyes must be very alert.
所以这里主耶稣说心里头动了淫念，就是跟这个人犯了奸淫。
So here it reminds us that if you look lustfully at a woman, then you have committed adultery with her.
所以这个我们要真的去好好的来注意自己，要圣洁。
So that we must be pure and we must be holy.
我们回来看第五章。
Chapter 5.
十九节。
Verse 19.
不可偷盗。
That you shall not steal.
不可偷东西。
They must not steal things.
中文讲得很好，又去偷或者去盗，就是说去 mark, 去 steal, 去 burglar, rob, 等等哦。这些都是神所不喜欢的。
So here, steal in the Chinese also refers to like burgle and to rob and other and to take from others that things that do not belong to you.
所以这里其实只要不是你的东西，你去拿，你就是等于偷。
So anything that does not belong to you and you take it for yourself, then you are stealing it.
尤其就是今天这种店里头偷东西的是已经是司空见惯了。It's very very common.
So now shoplifting is very common and very popular.
每天早上我会在 Highbury 的 waitress 那边拿这个 free coffee.
So I will go to the waitress in the morning in Highbury and get my free coffee.
当然你要先去买东西。
So you have to buy something.
现在都是用 self-service till.
And now they're all self-service tills.
每天早上我去跑到 service till 都是有一些是 outstanding, no payment, 但是人都走了。
So many times when you go to the self-service checkouts, the checkout still says that there's outstanding groceries that are to be paid for, but everyone has left.
所以是发觉到现在真的人觉得这个是很好的一个机会，我拿了我假装我在付钱，然后就跑出去。
So many people take this as a good opportunity to shoplift, and so we can take the goods and then not pay and just leave.
有的是拿一个，第二个就放袋子，第三个叮一下，第四个又放袋子。
So you may take one, you have four items, and for every second item, you only scan it. So you steal the other half.
最后呢，一大袋拿回去，但是只付了一半。
So you may only pay for half of the groceries in which you have bought.
这是不诚实。
So this is being untruthful.
所以这些都是一种的偷盗的行为。
So these are all actions of stealing.
所以我们作为一个基督徒，不是说你拿了刀到别人家里都是抢哦，去偷才是抢哦。
So stealing does not mean you break in and enter into people's homes.
所以我们在小事上忠心，大事上就是会更忠心。
So if we are loyal in small things, and can be trusted, then we too will be loyal in greater things.
中国话说，小时候偷铅笔， 大时候就偷，偷什么？啊，偷更大的。
So if you steal when you were young, and you steal money, then when you were older, you may steal greater items.
好，那二十一节，五章，申命记第五章。
Deuteronomy 5.
啊，这里说不可做假见证陷害人。
Verse 20 it says that you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
不可贪恋人的妻子，贪图人的房屋、田地、仆婢、牛奴并一切所有的。
And verse 21, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, donkey, and anything that is your neighbor's.
二十节这里说不可做假见，是就是，不是就不是。
So in verse 20 it says you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, let your yes be yes and your no be no.
所以我们作为一个基督徒要很诚实。
So as a Christian we must be very truthful.
我们不能够说把是把不是的说为说成是。
We not, must not say something that is false as true.
把不是的把是的东西说成不是也是一样哦。
Or something that is true, let us not say that it is false.
这是神所不喜欢的。
That this is not pleasing in the sight of God.
所以耶稣在马太福音书里头告诉我们。
So in Matthew again, it tells us.
是就是，不是就不是。
That let your yes be yes and your no be no.
再若是多说，就是出于那恶者。
And anything else that you say, that it is from the evil one.
再来二十一节，这里说不可去贪图别人的东西啊。
So in verse 21, it says not to covet after the things of your neighbor's.
啊。
Should not desire or should not be greedy.
所以刚才这个哥林多前书第六章我们所读的里头都包含着这些。
So in 1 Corinthians 6, which we have just read, it also encompasses this.
所以为什么十诫到今天我们还要去守呢？
So why is it that today we must still keep the Ten Commandments?
因为这十诫是神亲自用手指所写的。
So these are the commands that were written by the finger of God.
我们看出埃及记三十一章。
So let's refer to Exodus chapter 31.
出埃及记的三十一章。
Exodus chapter 31.
十八节。
Verse 18.
三十一章十八节。
Exodus chapter 31, verse 18.
神在西乃山和摩西说完了话，就把两块法板交给他，是神用指头写的石板。
Verse 18. And when he had made an end of speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written with the finger of God.
所以这不是笔墨写的这个十诫，是用神用手指刻在这个石头上。
So this is not written by ink or by manuscript, but rather it is being carved by the finger of God on the tablets of stone.
所以这是不能改变的。
That these are unchanging laws.
所以不能增加这不能减少。
That you must not add to it or take from it.
你不能说我守九个世界里头我守九条就好。
You cannot say that we only keep 9 of the 10 commandments.
我可以有一个呢我可以不守。
That I can take a pass on one of them.
就好像天主教这样第二戒拜偶像把它删掉。
So for example, the Catholics will read the second commandment.
然后把第十戒再把它分两条。
And for the tenth commandment, they split it into two.
还是十戒
It is still only the ten commandments.
但是他们已经改了。
But they have altered it.
所以这是不能改的。
But the laws of God, the ten commandments, cannot be changed.
因为神在山上用神手指亲自。刻在这石板上。
But these were given on the mountain and were carved with the finger of God on the tablets of stone.
我们最后来看二十三节到三十三节。
So let us now refer to verse 23 to 33.
这是神再次告诉他的百姓神在火中怎么样跟他们来讲话。
So here again records how God spoke to the people in the fire.
这个二十四节。
Verse 24.
看了。我们的神将他的荣光和他的大能显给我们看，我们又听见他的声音从火中出来。今日我们得见神与人说话，人还存活。
Verse 24, and you said, surely the Lord your God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire, that we have seen this day that God speaks with man, yet he still lives.
所以27节。
Verse 27.
求你近前来听主我们的神所说的一切话，将他对你说的话都传给我们，我们就听从遵行。
Verse 27, you go near and hear all that the Lord your God may say, and tell us all that the Lord your God says to you, and we will hear and do it.
所以这里是摩西神对摩西所说的，要百姓告诉摩西要将神的话告诉他们， 当他们听了以后呢，他们就能听从来遵行。
And therefore God spoke to Moses and told the people that they must keep the commands of God.
所以28节神对摩西说，百姓所讲的话我都听见了。
So in verse 28, here God says to Moses that the words that the people have spoken, I have heard.
29节
Verse 29.
唯愿他们存这样的心敬畏我。
That they had such a heart in them that they would fear me.
常遵守我的一切诫命。
And would always keep all my commandments.
使他们跟他们的子孙永远得福。
That it may be well with them and their children forever.
我想神也愿意希望我们今天在座的每位弟兄姐妹一样的来敬畏神。
So I know that God would wish for all of us seated here to keep the commands of God.
常常遵守神的诫命。
That we must often keep the commands of God.
这也是神所喜悦，神会让我们跟我们的子孙可以得到福气。
That this will be pleasing in the sight of God, and that not only us but our children will too be blessed.
32节。
Verse 32.
所以神告诉摩西说，你要照主你们的神所吩咐遵守遵行，不可偏离左右。
So verse 32, therefore you shall be careful to do as the Lord your God has commanded you, shall not turn aside to the right or to the left.
所以当神把这些吩咐都告诉了摩西以后，
So once God had given all these commandments to Moses,
神都希望摩西能够一一的把这些话传达给百姓。
That God wanted Moses to give to the people each and every one of these commands.
要去教导百姓。
To teach the commands to the people.
所以摩西必须自己要先去懂啊。
So Moses himself must first know.
就好像以斯拉先知以斯拉一样。
Just like with Ezra, he too had to know first.
我们来看这个第七章以斯拉记。
Ezra chapter 7.
第十节。
Verse 10.
以斯拉记第七章第十节。
Ezra chapter 7 verse 10.
以斯拉定制考究遵行神的律法，又将律例典章教训百姓。
Verse 10, for Ezra had prepared in his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach the statutes and ordinances in Israel.
所以能够听能够学习神的话是非常好的一件事。
So to hear and to learn the word of God is very important.
而且呢我们必须要好像以斯拉这样定制考究来遵行神的律法。
But we must be like Ezra here that we must prepare in our hearts to seek the law of the Lord.
当我们明白以后我们才懂得怎么来去教导神的儿女。
Because only after we understand it ourselves can we teach the children of God.
去教导我们教会里头的这个学生们。
Only then can we teach the students within the church.
去教导我们家里的儿女。
Can we teach the children and our families?
去教导我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
To teach our fellow brothers and sisters.
所以我们都需要去努力。
So we must all put in efforts to this.
这第五章大概就是这样。
So chapter 5 is like so.
大家有什么要补充的吗？
Is there any other supplementary comments?
我们人的本分是什么呢？
So what is the duty of a man?
好，我们结束之前，我们再看一节圣经传道书十二章。
Let's refer to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13.
这些事都已听见了，总意就是敬畏神，遵守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
Verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commands, for this is man's all.
所以我们每一个人所当尽的本分就是要敬畏神，遵守神的诫命。
So what is a man's all? What is his duty? But it's to fear God and keep his commandments.
我们求主耶稣来帮助我们。
We ask the Lord Jesus to help us.
早上查经到这里，我们一起跪下来祷告。
And our Bible study ends here. Let's kneel down to pray.